Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, Lance McCullers is joining us right here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell. Lance, welcome to the show. How are you?
What's up, guys? Sorry, I'm tad late.
You getting swole? No. You getting swole?
Yeah, he's all swole. But
yeah, man, I've got to get up early here in West Palm, get my workout in. So, just trying to grind it out.
Can you still dunk? Can you still dunk? Do you still have hops?
I'm sorry?
Can you still dunk? Do you still have hops?
Oh, yeah, I can still dunk. I'll have to get a little camera crew out there this offseason once I'm fully healthy and ready to roll for 2020. We'll get out there and throw some down.
So we were just talking about, we got an offer from Steven Brown. He says, can you ask Lance if I can donate my elbow to him? I don't need it anyway. We were wondering if you need another elbow.
We got to get you right, brother. Well, we got to get
point,
you back.
I mean, at this point, I think the one I got and the one that is about 2 or 3 weeks away from completing rehab is probably the best one I should roll with from now moving forward. So I probably could have used the new one last year for sure, but now I'm feeling pretty confident in what I got.
You know what? That's an interesting thing. Is that I think our perceptions in the past versus reality now. There's so many times where pitchers now say, have a surgery, they actually come back better once the surgery is in place. Is that how you feel?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors. I mean, you have a long time to kind of reinvent yourself, so to speak. So, I mean, obviously, one thing that I've been missing ever since after my rookie season is with my 4-seam fastball. I've had to rely more on a sinker and other combination of pitches to be successful. So I've been working this whole rehab on my 4-seam and trying to get that back and trying to make that a dominant pitch for me again. And you also just do all those little things that maybe you didn't have time to before to get your body right. So I think it's a combination of surgery. I think it's more of a combination of just the rehab and you having the true amount of time off your body actually needs to heal and to make adjustments and to fix things for a long-term approach.
Yeah, I think, here's a question for you because the legend is growing. Now, against the Yankees, you threw like 900 straight curveballs, right? And so, are you going – is there any fear in the back of your mind because of the torque on the elbow that you're going to be able to throw as many curves as you need to?
No, I don't think so. I mean, essentially what they do is they put a tendon. They cut you open. They take a tendon out of your wrist or your hamstring, depending if you have the tendon in your wrist or not. And they put that tendon where your ligament used to be. So when you're first starting rehab, your elbow is super weak because the tendon they put in there has basically been a tendon that's never been used before, and it's very, very weak. But as the rehab goes and as you start to strengthen and start to throw, that tendon actually becomes extremely strong, and actually even stronger than your old ligament would have been, even at 100% health. So it's not an immediate process. Obviously, that is the reason that you need the time, because although I was already throwing at 4 months, I was nowhere near able to throw velocity or torque or any of that. So it's a very small stress the tendon through rehab and through throwing and through lifting and all that stuff, and don't stress it too much to where you're going to hurt yourself enough to where it's continuing to building strength, and that way you can come back hopefully stronger than ever.
Tendons over ligaments all day, every day. Now,
tendons over ligaments. That's
hopefully. Hopefully they didn't use ligaments. Will Fuller's ligament.
You don't want to use his tendons or ligaments.
No, his hamstring.
Hey, okay, so let's get into the World Series. You know, it's disconcerting to see an offense, any team beat back-to-back Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander. And, you know, really it's been pretty square, the matchups, up until the last third where Washington has closed out and the Astros haven't closed out. But one of the things that strikes me, Lance, and I don't know if it strikes you this way because you're probably at the games not watching on TV, But this really seems like a very loose Washington Nationals team. And I feel like that's pretty important. If you're going to beat a team with the pitching the Astros have, you kind of have to be smart but loose up there at the plate. Do you sense there's a looseness or tightness versus these two teams, you know, in terms of these two teams and their approaches at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know, I wouldn't say that we're quote-unquote tight, but I would definitely say that guys are trying to find their swing. I mean, that's fair to say. And then the Nationals, man, the only thing I can relate to is back in 2015 when we won that wild card game, and we rolled into the AL, and we beat New York, and we rolled into the ALCS. You're already in a win-win. I mean, you're the wild card team. You didn't win your division. At some point during the season, just like the national season this year, they were written off, I'm sure, at some point. So it gives them a little bit of a rally cry. It gives them a little bit of a sense of, hey, maybe we're I don't want to say not supposed to be here, but we're just gonna go out there. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna let the dice roll. Let it all hang out. And I mean, if we win, we win. And I think that's the kind of mentality and the kind of feeling they're playing with. So they were, I think, 3 or 4 outs away from having this season eliminated during the wild card game, and they came back to win and have really just been on a roll ever since. So they're playing with a lot of a lot of swagger and a lot of confidence. So you know, we have to do something to try to combat that in this game three.
Yeah, as opposed to, man, it doesn't seem like it could have been worse. Cole and Verlander both losing, something that they had not done all season back-to-back when they pitched back-to-back, losing the first two at home, now having to go and win on the road, taking at least two there. Lance, when a team like this is backed up against the wall the way that this team is, and it's as good as this team is, this is something that I was talking about yesterday. This could maybe bind. This is something that maybe could pick the whole team up.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, first of all, I mean, JV and Cole have just been so good all year. I mean, especially that run that Garrett was on. I mean, it's unfathomable what he put together this season. So, I mean, it's a game of odds. It's a game of it's going to happen. And unfortunately, you know, it just happened on back-to-back nights. But I think you're right. We're a team that has won a lot of games together as a group. And I think that although there is definitely urgency that we know we have to win game three, I think there's a difference between urgency and panic. And I also think there's a difference between the mindset of we have to win four games versus they still have to beat us twice. I mean, if you go into this game three and you're like, we have to rattle off four straight, I mean, that's going to be a daunting task. But if you go into the games, you're like, listen, you know, let's just not beat ourselves. Let's still make them beat our team, which we know is a great team, two more times. I think it becomes a little more manageable, at least from like the mental aspect.
Lance McCullers joins us right now from Florida. He's rehabbing, coming back and forth from Houston to Florida, and we're expecting you back next year. You're expected to be back next year, which is going to be great because you'd be right in the middle of this thing, obviously. As far as the pitching is concerned, bullpen let you down the last game, but generally speaking, and it was frankly, I mean, to be fair to Presley, it was after Bregman didn't come up with the play, but in general, though, the bullpen has really stepped up and done a nice job here until just recently, and they've been actually a strength that we really didn't anticipate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the – I think our starting pitching was so good during the season, and our hitting, our offense was so good, our defense was so good. It was like, well, what is – you know, what's not so beyond excellent that we can talk about? I feel like that was kind of the bullpen, but you're talking about a lot of guys who have been down there who have won World Series, have pitched big innings. I mean, the season that Will Harris had this year I think is one of the most underrated or under-talked about things as far as, you know, the baseball team goes. The innings he pitched for us all season, and also the innings he pitched for us in the CS and the CS against some really tough matchups. Joe Smith has stepped up huge for us and pitched some huge innings, especially that big extra inning game where Carlos walked it off in game two of the ALCS. And then, you know, Presley, I mean, man, he just had knee surgery, you know, not too long ago. I know people forget pretty, you know, rather quickly, but you know, he's done an amazing job just rehabbing and getting to the point where he can go out there and compete for us. And he got some big outs for us in the CS as well. So, yeah, it didn't go the way we wanted to go, obviously, in game two. you know, maybe a ball a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right there. It's a much closer game. We have a shot late. But, you know, those things happen, man. It's just, these are two great teams going at it. We just got to hope for, you know, everyone to come out and play like we play the majority of the time these next couple.
We got Lance McCullers here on ESPN 97.5. You know, there's been so much talk, and I don't know how much you've been keeping up, but Brandon Tomlin got fired yesterday. All this stuff going on. Does this permeate into the locker room? Is there any way that this is a distraction for the team, or is it something that's happened with the front office and the guys are separate?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find any guy in that locker room that's going to say, you know, the events that took place with him and the front office are going to leak into the clubhouse and cause issues and cause our start. I mean, first and foremost, obviously that situation, you know, has kind of now resolved itself. The Astros did their own internal investigation and found probable cause to, you know, to fire him. And, you know, they issued a statement yesterday apologizing. And, you know, no one should ever feel subjected to any type of you know, issue like that, especially people in a clubhouse just trying to do their job. So, you know, that situation, in my opinion, has been kind of handled and dealt with. Obviously, I think they're, you know, the women who were involved, and especially the woman who wrote the article that came out, you know, they deserve, you know, a big sorry. And I think we should just, you know, kind of move on and try to focus on baseball and make sure nothing like that really ever happens again, especially in our clubhouse.
Yeah, and I know you're never one to shy away from. I mean, you're a guy who speaks your mind, et cetera. I know I don't want to mention her by name because she doesn't want to be part of the story, but you know one of the people that was involved. And I think she's always been a pro, a pro's pro. She's been tied to the organization for a long, long time, and I think it's really unfortunate that all this is happening in the midst of a World Series, because this is what we should be talking about. You know, frankly, we should be talking about how great Washington's playing. They deserve a lot of credit for what they're doing. You know, it shouldn't be overshadowed by this storyline, and nor should an Astros comeback victory in the World Series be overshadowed at all.
No.
Yeah, but I don't specifically know the women that are involved in this topic. I wasn't there during that celebration, but regardless if the women have been around our team for a long time or if they've been around for a short time,
right?
I mean, everyone deserves to be treated with the utmost respect, and especially when everyone's just trying to just there and try to do their job, and all the reporters, especially, you know, throughout baseball, the women reporters that I've ever come in contact with have always been awesome, and you know, they deserve to be everyone deserves to be treated the correct way and feel comfortable in that environment and comfortable to do their job to the best of their ability.
Lance, how do you guys have done a nice job against Rendon? How do you approach getting Soto out?
Whew.
Man, you're talking about guys who are just, we've done a overall pretty solid job against Rendon, like you said, but he even had a huge hit in the first inning the other day with men on base, scoring position, and then Soto. I feel like he's very young, but he has a very mature approach. He makes adjustments during games, and that's rare to find in a young kid. So you're talking about a guy who's and Garrett and against JV, and seemingly made the adjustment at bat to at bat, and comes away with a couple knocks and a huge homer and some big key situations. So he's obviously swinging the bat very well right now. You have a lot of other guys swinging the bat well to top that lineup, and also at the bottom, you know, Zimmerman and just, some of those other guys just know how to battle and how to draw those counts out and find the way on base, and they're all just really just. They're all just doing their individual jobs right now, and as you see, like you said, I mean, they deserve a lot of credit with the way they've been stranding runners on base and pitching, and the way their bullpen has kind of stepped up. So it's turning out to be, you know, a really good series. I think we all thought it would be. I just think that we just got to play our brand of baseball and try to rattle a couple wins here in a row.
Yeah, that was. How about the stat that you guys hadn't walked anyone intentionally all year? The first team in baseball to not do that. That's how, well, maybe American League played into that a little bit because you don't walk the eight hitter to get to the pitcher.
Right, of course.
But even still, no American League team had ever done that. And Soto is the first one this year that you guys walked intentionally?
Yeah, I mean, it may have just been one of those perfect storm things where the situations kind of, whenever those situations came up, we always felt confident in the matchups as far as, you know, AJ's standpoint goes. I also know that AJ has a ton of confidence in what we can do as players. And but, yeah, I think that was absolutely the right call when he was walking up to the plate. I was kind of thinking, like, is this going to be that first, you know, intentional walk? I know it's kind of been talked about a little bit. But, you know, I think it was, you know, obviously it was time for that. Special player seems to always come up in moments where he can impact. And like I said, that just goes to give credit to the guys at the top of that order that are finding their way on and giving him those opportunities.
Well, okay, lastly, before we let you go, is AJ the perfect manager? It just seems like his demeanor, he's so calm. You guys, you got your backs to the wall to lose the first two at home. Obviously, lose JV, Cole starts. Is he not the perfect guy for this situation?
No, I mean, he is. And I think that was something that all Astros Nation and especially the players, we learned early on. I mean, AJ, the second he took the job, the culture shifted in the clubhouse, the way guys viewed themselves and just the confidence I think that a lot of guys had in themselves shifted. He never really gets too high, gets too low. He's that consistent heartbeat, he's very honest. And I think that's something that people appreciate in this line of business. And I think it's something that's not always found. So you know, there's been times where him and I have had conversations, and maybe it's not what I wanted to do at the time, but it's benefited me greatly along the way. So he's been the guy that we've needed from the get go, and you know, there's definitely no one else that I'd rather. Have managing our team in any situation, but definitely in one as tough as the one we find ourselves in.
Lance McCullers, right here on ESPN 97.5. Well, thanks for taking the time and joining us to get back to your workout, and we can't wait to see you on the mound again next year, man.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lance.
All right, Lance McCullers. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.